This is Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home here in Mason City, with today's KCMR Day Devotion. Our theme for today is, we are called to build up others in the Lord. Our passages of Scripture are John 15, 1-17, and Romans 15, 1-13. There is so much going on in the world around us. It's hard making sense of things when life is so precarious. With that said, we have the assurance that God is always on His throne. Sometimes you and I come to crossroads in our lives and we wonder how we're going to make it through a given situation. Jesus reminds us, as family of believers, that He is our guide and mainstay. He says, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. All of us are struggling with life. There's no one immune to sin and strife. Jesus lets believers know that He is here with us in spirit and in truth. He describes the depth of His love to all those who follow Him. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. John 15, verse 9. So, how do we actualize that in heart and soul? We trust Him implicitly to guide us through our aches and pains. He assures us, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. John 15, verses 10-12. When you're feeling overwhelmed with life, look to Jesus to be your solid rock. That foundation is unshakable, and you and He are able to withstand any storms that come your way. As each of us deal with ever-changing times, Satan is quick to remind us that we are woefully inadequate and ill-prepared to meet our challenges. But that's a lie. The Apostle Paul says it this way, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. If you want to be truly blessed in your heart and soul, love others in Jesus' name. Consider your neighbor as someone who needs to be affirmed and accepted, just as Christ loves and accepts you. Accept one another then, just as Christ has accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Romans 15, verse 7. So many times we get so caught up in what we're experiencing, we lose sight that others are struggling too. If you want to have a fulfilled life, model Jesus. It's that simple. It's not easy, but it's doable. Our lives as believers is to trust in Him who saved us from sin and death. That's all the motivation you and I need as we live to reflect Jesus to the world around us. Here are some uplifting words to inspire you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13. We walk by faith, trusting that God is sustaining us through our challenges. Faith is not something seen or felt, but something that is tangible because our hope is in the Lord. When you and I seek to build up others in the Lord, we all win. Being self-contained is not what Jesus calls you to do. Be a difference maker so that others can see Jesus in you. Love in the spirit in which He loves you. Don't wait for the world to come to you, but go into the world in Jesus' name. Being a servant of Christ is to love others as He teaches us through His life-changing words. It's hard at times to figure out what you need to do in a given situation. Make prayer a constant in your life as you give the concerns of your heart to a loving Heavenly Father. Let's pray for His strength to flow through you and me as we do His work together. God, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God help us to reflect the light of Jesus to the world around us. Thank you for being here for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home. To hear this devotion again, go to kcmrfm.com. And God bless you in your day.